I want to talk to you a little bit about what's happening on our streets. First, in Minneapolis, they have looked at all of the donations that are coming from, local citizens to defund the police to support that movement. And most of the donations coming from out of state, which is weird, and MoveOn.org is providing a lot of that money. Who is funding all of this? Where? Who? Why is MoveOn.org doing this? And where do they get their money for this? And what is their intent? I want to show you something that just happened in Seattle. This is a video of a kid who goes by Caliber Visuals online. Don't know his name. He's a freelance photographer. He's 22 years old. He was in the Mount Baker section of Seattle. Do we have the video? Here he is. Watch this, Pat. He's out on the street. There he's walking. And he sees another guy coming up to him. Yeah. And he stops. And the guy, he puts his hand out. They shake hands. And then the guy won't let him loose. And then he just starts, he puts him down on the ground, throws him down on the ground violently, and then just starts kicking him in the head. And I mean, full force, stomping on his head and then kicking him until he's down. Then he kicks him a second time, and then boom, one last time.
Kicks him unconscious.
Yeah. The kid is still coughing up blood today. He was, it was reported to police somebody was watching this.
So disturbing.
But so far they haven't arrested anyone. That's what you have in Seattle now. Let me show you a video from this weekend. A video in Portland that happened as a group of Christians were gathered to pray on the waterfront, and Antifa showed up. And they showed up dressed in black, and they were confronting the worshipers. Do we happen to have the video? There it is. Now look how many are dressed in black.
Peace to you in Jesus' name.
Knock him out.
Hey, come on now.
Get back.
Look at this. They're just asking for peace.
We're good.
So look at all of the Antifa people.
All cops are bastards in the name of Jesus. Amen.
So they threw a flash bomb into the group of kids who were out there. They started saying all sorts of things and following it in the name of Jesus, because that's what the people were, the Christians were saying. It is really bad. By the way, police were there. They turned on the siren, but it had absolutely no impact on Antifa. Why would it? They're not afraid of the police. They know they're not going to do anything. And the police did nothing. There was no response from the police, no arrests made. And they said, the police said, nobody reported any crime that we're aware of. So what's happening to us? What's happening to us? Well, if you really want to know, there is a report out that I think everyone should read, and no one is reporting on it. It is a report by the Major Cities Chiefs Association. This is a network of police chiefs all over the United States. And they surveyed all of the police chiefs for the nature of the 2020 riots. Now, this has just come out, so you can understand why nobody's talking about it. And when I say just came out, it came out in October. But it absolutely takes apart everything, the media, everything that the clowns in Washington, D.C. are trying to perpetrate, and say that we are violent, and that was the worst attack on America, you know, and our liberty since the Civil War. No. Why won't they look into the other protests? Well, we know why. One reason is because they helped fund it. They helped enable it. Kamala Harris put bail money up for all of these people. Have you seen anybody on the right putting bail money up?
No.
I haven't.
No.
I am. Kamala Harris did. So what do you find? Well, in this chief's report, they found clear evidence of nationwide coordination for violent protests. I want to read right from the report on what they found, because it's interesting about the weapons, about what the percentages were of violent and nonviolent. Because remember, that's what we're supposed to believe, that this was all really nonviolent. Well, was it? The weekend of May 29th to the following Monday, June 1st, was by far the most violent for any major city law enforcement agencies. These events had thousands of people in attendance, including groups with suspected violent extremist ideologies. Prepared and coordinated resistance was reported by some agencies, and similar tactics such as the use of arson, looting, barricades, caravans, and specific types of weapons were seen in major cities nationwide. Protesters seem to coordinate their movements and actions on these days as if the violence and tactics were pre-planned. For example, across the U.S., major city law enforcement agencies reported peaceful protests beginning in the early to late afternoon and violence beginning once it became dark. The report confirms the presence of the far-left violent extremists and notes that 78% of surveyed police agencies identified such actors among the protests. 51% of agencies also identified far-right actors at some protests. Unfortunately, the report offers no details that would let analysts examine how the authors determined violent actors' ideological tendencies. No specifics are included in the report. This is incredible that this report is even out there, that it clearly shows. Do you know how many people were arrested during those protests for felonies? How many people were arrested for felonies? Can you guess?
For felonies?
For felonies.
None.
2,735 total number of arrests that were for felony charges.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Total number of persons arrested, 16,241. How many have been arrested for Washington, D.C.? And they're not felony charges.
All misdemeanors.
Yeah.
I think it's in the 400 range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most misdemeanors, some felonies. 2,735. The highest number of felony arrests for a single police troop in a single city was 639 people arrested for felonies.
Wow.
For felonies. I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't either.
The agencies that found protesters with violent far-left ideologies, 78%. 78%. If you look at how many agencies encountered people that were not from the town? So out of all the protests, how many police officers said, this group over here, they're not even from around here, they're bussed in?
No, I bet a lot.
90%.
Yeah.
How many were paid to be there?
I'm going to say a lot again.
29%.
That's a pretty good percentage.
Who's paying?
Yeah, because we were told that was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah,
no one was being paid.
Of course.
These are grassroots protests.
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
Are they now? Are they? If you want to look this up, I think it's really important. The Major Cities Chief Association, the Intelligence Commanders Group, and it is the report on the 2020 protests and civil unrest. It is amazing to read. Amazing to read. How many are peaceful? How many are violent? Mostly peaceful? Nope. No, not mostly peaceful. Not mostly peaceful. What kind of weapons did they have? It's all in this report. How many are belonging to some organization like an Antifa? All of it is in this report. Why is it the media is not interested? More importantly, why is the federal government not interested in this at all? But remember, we owe our lives to the policemen. That's what Joe Biden said. We owe everything to the policemen. Then maybe we should read what the police are saying in their own reports. I wonder why we're not.